Hi ladies, welcome back to another episode of the Women's Trend Society show. I'm Dragana, the founder and boss lady behind Women's Trend Society, and I'm here to help you build muscles, get stronger, and look more toned sustainably. In today's episode, we are going over the differences, but also commonalities between training for strength or for muscle growth, because they are not exactly the same, even though both require strength training. At the end of today's episode, you will be able to recognize better if your training plan is more suited to get you stronger or grow muscles. So let's first define what both means. Strength is the ability to move a weight from A to B to A, and usually when we speak about strength, it's about the maximum weight you can move. On the other hand, muscle growth is purely about the size of the muscles. How much weight is being moved is a means to an end and not the main goal of the training. So let's go into training for strength first. As already said, the main goal here is to develop the ability to move a lot of weight. If this is your goal, then what you do with your training, nutrition, and recovery should help you increase your force production. The ability to produce force is ultimately what will enable you to move heavy weight. So here are the different elements that go into producing force. First, it's the ability of your nervous system to recruit muscle fibers. Imagine that each muscle fiber in your body is like an employee, and your nervous system is the big boss. A good boss will be able to get the majority of the employees to work, even the ones that are a bit lazy. And when it comes to muscle fibers, you have different fiber types. You have the ones that can work for a long time without getting too tired, but you also have the ones that can only work for a short time. But in that short time, they can do a lot of work. But those muscle fibers are a bit quote-unquote lazy and only work when they're absolutely needed. Now, in order to get strong, you want to get better at recruiting those lazy muscle fibers that can do a lot of work, aka produce a lot of force. So your training should be designed to train your ability to use those muscle fibers. So it not only makes sense that you want to get stronger, you would also want to have more of those muscle fibers that can produce a lot of force. This is the second thing that's super important if you want to get stronger. It's the amount of muscle you have. And even though having a lot of muscle doesn't equal strength, having little muscle mass is definitely a limiting factor for getting stronger, and having more muscle gives you the potential to get stronger. Finally, you want to make sure that those muscles are able to get the energy they need to do their work. For this, you need enough fuel, but also enough sleep and a basic level of cardio fitness so that you get oxygen into the muscles, which is needed to produce energy. Now, there are other things in your body that play a role in how much strength you can develop, like the size of your bones and even how much body fat you carry. In that case, less body fat is definitely not better. In fact, even though it cannot contract and produce force, body fat will help you get stronger because it acts as a cushion for your joints and helps absorb the pressure of the weight you try to move. When you look at the strongest people on earth, they are definitely not the leanest ones. It obviously doesn't mean that you want to get fat, but being super duper lean is not necessarily the best when it comes to getting stronger. All right, so this is a brief overview of what is needed to produce force and be strong, but how do we actually achieve this? The first thing is you want to move heavy loads because this is what will be most effective to develop that strength. So you want to use movements in your program that enable you to move heavy loads. Typically for the lower body, it's going to be squats and deadlifts. And for the upper body, it will be bench presses, overhead presses, pull-ups and rows. The second thing is that you want to train in a rep range where you can use heavy loads, so mostly between 2 and 6 reps for those movements. The third thing is you want to practice those movements often. This will help you become very good technically at performing those movements under load. It will also improve your coordination and the ability of your nervous system to recruit those muscle fibers that can produce a lot of force, plus synchronizing the tension between the different muscle groups. So ideally, you want to practice different variations of the mentioned movements 2 to 4 times weekly. For example, if you only bench press once a week, it will definitely be very hard to make good progress here. The fourth thing is that you don't want to train too close to muscular failure when performing those lifts. The reason for this is that training very close to or to failure will create a lot of fatigue, and fatigue will lead to more technical breakdown, which negatively impacts force production. So most of your training on those big lifts should be about a 6 to 8 on a scale from 0 to 10. And the last thing is you want to grow some juicy muscles, because as we said already, having more muscle gives you more potential to develop strength. This is where accessory exercises come into play. These are typically done in a more isolated fashion, and this is where training for muscle growth comes into play. So let's have a look into training for muscle growth now. All right, so for muscle growth, we need 2 things. We need to produce a lot of tension in the muscles that we want to grow, which triggers muscle growth. But then we need recovery to actually grow, because the training is only the seed for muscle growth. Recovery is mainly about nutrition and stress management, with sleep being the biggest piece of the puzzle. As far as training goes, creating tension in the muscle requires training close to or even to failure. But since the goal is not to move as much weight as possible, we are a bit more free as far as which exercise we use and how many reps we do. When it comes to exercise selection, we can choose pretty much any exercise, and we don't have to perform big lifts with a barbell. There's only one small caveat to this. The exercises that put a lot of load on the muscle when the muscle is being stretched seem to be a bit superior to the ones that put a lot of load when the muscle is shortened. For example, a hack squat for quad development will be superior to a leg extension. Besides this, you want to make sure that you have a lot of stability and that you can really hit the muscle you want to grow. This way, the tension will go into the target muscle and not somewhere else. This is why machines are so good when it comes to building muscles. They provide a lot of stability, which means you can push really hard and produce a lot of tension in the targeted muscle without creating too much fatigue in your whole system, or using muscles to move the weight that are like not necessarily the muscles you want to grow. If you prefer barbell work, that's absolutely fine too. And this is the great thing about focusing on muscle growth only. You pick the exercises that you prefer that help you create a lot of tension on the muscles you want to grow, and then go for it. When it comes to the number of reps you do, a slightly higher rep range seems to be better when it comes to muscle growth. So anything between 8 and 25 or even 30 reps seems to work, as long as you train close to or to failure. It means that you want to finish your sets between a 7 and 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to how difficult it is. 10 means that you try to move the weight for one more rep with the same technique as in the first rep, but you physically can't because the muscle is too tired. Now, there's quite a lot of talk about what is better, doing more reps with less weight or less reps with more weight. Both have their advantages and drawbacks. Doing more reps with less weight will create more lactates, which is great for growth. Now, it's true that doing more higher reps, like 20, can be a bit less efficient at building muscle fibers. But here, it's not only about muscle. it's also about blood vessels and collagen. Both of those are super important if you want to grow muscle, because more blood vessels mean more oxygen and nutrients coming to the muscle, which means more energy, which means you can work harder, which means more adaptation, which means more growth. More collagen means better structure around the muscle fibers, so you get better at handling force, which means you can work harder. You get the idea. On the other hand, using more weight and doing fewer reps, like 8 to 12, will make it easier to reach the point of muscular failure and create a lot of mechanical tension because of the heavier weight. This is awesome for creating new muscle fibers, but doesn't have the same effect on the growth of blood vessels or even collagen. Now imagine that your muscles are like a small town. If you only build new houses without building streets to get there, you will have problems. But if you only build streets without building new houses, then you basically have no town at all. This is like using only lower reps with heavier weights, or using only light weights and doing higher reps. Ideally, you want to spend some time getting good at both and change every few months. As far as recovery goes, we want to make sure that your muscles are fully healed and full of energy before hitting them again. Generally speaking, 48 to 72 hours are needed to fully recover. But depending on the type of training you do, it can be more than that. And also depending on the muscle group, it can change. So in general, if you use a higher rep range where you have a lot of lactate production, you will need longer to recover, 4 to 5 days or even a whole week, sometimes best. And the smaller the muscle group, the more frequently you can train it. So let's say you do hack squat for your lower body and you do a few sets of 20 plus reps. Give yourself 5 days to recover from that. Even a whole week will be best in most cases. Now, if you do sets of 8 to 10, then you will probably be fine training your hack squat twice a week with 2 to 3 days in between. On the other hand, your shoulders can handle a bit more frequency and volume because it's a small muscle group. For most people, it's not a problem to do sets of 20 plus reps and do this 2 or even 3 times a week. But the thing is, it will be different for everybody in between each muscle group. This is something you have to experiment a bit around with. If you come into your training session and you always feel sore from the last session, you need more recovery between your workouts. Or if you notice that you start to lose strength over time during your training plan, then you also need more recovery. Those are the main points when it comes to training for strength or for muscle growth. Both use strength training and both involve creating tension in the muscle, but there are small differences in how you go about it. So here is a really quick recap. For strength, train with movements that allow you to move as much weight as possible. Don't train too close to failure and stay around 4 to 6 reps most of the time. Only go lower during some of your training sessions. Train movements like squats, deadlifts, barbell bench press, overhead press, pull-ups, and rows often, and sprinkle in some smaller isolation movements to support a bit of muscle growth. Now for muscle growth, pick the movements that give you a lot of stability, enable you to target precisely the muscles you want to grow, and focus a bit more on movements that train the muscle in its lengthened position. Train between 8 to 25 reps, go very close to or even to failure most of the time, and get better in every rep range. And please don't limit yourself to one single rep range. Make sure your muscles are fully healed between each session before you're going into the next one. In both cases, eat and sleep plenty. And if you want to learn more about strength training, nutrition, and recovery, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and join our new education and community platform, Strong Babes Club, which is 100% for free. You can find the link in the description below. That's all for today. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.